But there was a big announcement today by Greyhound Racing Victoria. Boy, they've had a really good last 12 months, and they have just released their review of the previous year. And I'm joined by the CEO, or the annual report, I should say, the CEO of Greyhound Racing Victoria, Alan Clayton, joins us. A very good morning to you, Alan.
How are you, Gareth? Good to be here.
Mate, I just read through the report, and there's plenty of positives coming out of the report. This time around, what's the highlight for you as CEO of Greyhound Racing Victoria? What are you most proud of?
Look, it's been a really pleasing year for Greyhound Racing. We've made really significant progress on our strategic plan, and we've consolidated things, and in particular, I guess the foundations that we're always looking for, which was a really strong commitment to animal welfare being at the heart of everything we do, and our integrity side, as we launch into a new era, going into a more stronger focus on commercial in the years to come. But what we're doing is we needed to put the foundations in place. And so from our perspective, we've really landed a couple of things that we've spent a lot of time on. And, you know, that some of the work we've done has been, you know, legislative regulation. We've engaged with the industry. We've made GRV fit for purpose. We've recruited new different types of staff, different types of skills. We've done a huge program of work, and ultimately it pays out into a fantastic result in animal welfare. And in GRV more generally, we are really pleased with the business where it is, and it's sustainable, and it looks like it's got a very, very positive future going forward.
I mentioned this story a few times, but a couple of weeks ago, I was walking the streets of Melbourne on a Sunday morning with my sister, and she doesn't really follow any of the sports that I follow. But she did mention, geez, Gareth, I see a lot of greyhounds these days walking the streets of Melbourne, which I had to think about it. And I thought, yes, you're right, Natalie. There is a host of greyhounds that I see now if you go for a jog or a walk in the streets of Melbourne town. So I would imagine the GAP program has been a huge success. Have you got any numbers on that?
Yeah, I'll give you that. I mean, I just want to comment because I like what you say, because I think it's one of the great tests, because there's a lot of people who will be listening to us, will be saying, yeah, but, you know, there's statistics and stuff like that, and do you really understand the statistics? But the best test for us is to just walk around Melbourne, walk around Victoria, and see that there are so many greyhounds out there. Something's going on that's different. And what's happening is we are rehoming all dogs bred for racing that are capable of being rehomed. So from our perspective, we had a really good year in adoptions, and we're adopting the number of dogs that we need to adopt, which is around 2,700, 2,800 a year, and we're achieving that. At the same time, we're containing breeding, and so the breeding is not excessive, and we're breeding so that we don't overbreed. And then the beautiful thing is that we're really rehoming all the dogs. And we believe we've got to the point where all dogs bred for racing that can be rehomed are being rehomed. And that is, you know, a fantastic thing to be able to say.
The other aspect of the report that I took notice of, Alan, was making sure that when the greyhounds compete and they're athletes and they go very quick, that it's safe for them. Obviously, I would imagine there's been a lot of money spent and a lot of study going into those tracks to make it safe for greyhounds to race when they head out for battle.
Yeah, look, I think from our perspective, we've wanted to understand the science of safe racing. And so we invested with Sydney University of Technology, Professor David Eager, who's a specialist in human biomechanics. But we invested with him about 3 years ago in a relationship that has taken us a long way down a path of understanding how we race dogs safely. And in that space of safe racing, we've done a lot of stuff around transition turns, increased camber, improved surface management, drop-on boxes, increasing the radius of tracks, making sure that our turns are not too tight, not too excessively small and harsh. And so we've widened our turns. And we also have shut, you know, we redeveloped Horsham a couple of years ago. And this year in the annual report, we refer to the fact that we've shut the Traralgon Greyhound Racing Track with a view to build an absolutely sensational safe track, which is will be different to any other track that exists nationally, internationally. And we're doing it on the basis that it looks like a really great track for dogs for both training and racing. So our journey on safe racing has been one of a just real pleasure, because we believe we are very, very, you know, well advanced in understanding how to do racing safely.
10:39 here on RSN Central on this Thursday morning. JRV recently just released their annual report, and we're catching up with the CEO, Alan Clayton. And Alan, turnover is always, well, it's an important part of your business.
Yeah.
How was that last financial year?
Look, we had a quite a complex year in 18-19, because in 2016-17 we only bred 410 litters, and it takes about 2 years for the litter numbers to flow through into racing. So what we were confronted with, which was really challenging in 18-19, was a shortage of dogs. And so we had less than 8 dog fields, which is not a good thing for us for turnover. And we also had circumstances where there were less than 12 races a race meeting, where we normally aim for 12 races in each race meeting. So one of the things we had to do is we had to be very agile during the year to actually make sure that our race program reflected the dogs that we had available to us. And so we did change the racing around, and we made some changes in March of 2019 to actually better reflect the dogs that we actually had in the racing program. So from our perspective, we actually had quite a difficult year on race fields. But overall, our deficit, and we have been in deficit because we've pursued actively a program on animal welfare and integrity improvements, and it was always a short-term blip that we would make those investments coming back to break even, and we certainly expected to be better than break even in 18-19, but the size of the drop in the dogs available actually made it a little bit more complex for us. But we reduced our deficit from the previous year to 1.9 from 3.4 from the previous year. So we had a pleasing year, and we always expect to be in the black, but it was just a dog issue, and it's a short-term issue for us, because subsequent to 16-17, the breeding levels have jumped back to where we need them. Not excessive breeding, just managed breeding, and we're really confident about where we go forward on that.
What's the vision for the next 12 months? What's the main goal, Alan, in the next 12 months for greyhound racing, especially here in Victoria?
Yeah, look, we're really turning the organisation around now that we've landed where we've got to in integrity and animal welfare, and we need to maintain those, you know, great steps forward. We really want to swing into this commercial space and really improve our commercial offerings. So issues around the digital presentation, issues around a range of commercial opportunities that we need to explore are all in front of us. Improved marketing, better contact with our people that are interested in punting on greyhound racing, better improved information, better targeting. So there'll be a range of things that we start to take forward in what we do. A better website, we're redeveloping our website. The Watchdog app that we've put on, which is a really good app, and I commend for people listening to this, if you haven't downloaded the Watchdog app, please download it, because it's a fantastic way to view greyhound racing and to keep up to date. It's about to get a graphical information overlay that will really provide extra information to you about things that you might want to, information about trainers and dogs and owners and things like that, and how successful they've been. And it'll really improve the background information that you might need to do in the context of what your investments might want to be in the racing side. So we are having to transform again after we did previously. We're now in the business of transforming again our staffing profile to better support a much stronger commercial organisation.
It's exciting, Alan, and speaking from a media point of view, I think that your media department do a wonderful job, especially providing us with stories regarding human interest stories, so many inspiring yarns in greyhound racing, and also promoting those athletes. And I'm looking forward to, say, the $1 million chase there on Friday night, when Victoria will play a major part in that race. But we did have, of course, your new chairman on, Peter Duncan, yesterday here on RSN Central. And she did hint to me, Alan, regarding an exclusive that she was meant to be breaking here on RSN Central. And I did tease her, and she was a little bit gun-shy. But I know you're not. You're a proud Collingwood supporter. You like to be on the the front foot, Alan. Can you give us something? There's a lot of listeners out there, sporting lovers that enjoy greyhound racing.
Look, flattery will get you everywhere. No. But, look, all I can say is I can just give you a little bit more. I mean, it is our intention to be much more on public media about greyhound racing and to be on TV. And we are looking forward shortly to announce a new venture that we've got that will be with other jurisdictions, not just Victoria, and it will be about promoting greyhounds and greyhound racing and bringing it to the public in an even stronger way. Our issue is about helping people to understand what it is that we do in the sport is really important to us, and so we really want to get out there and share that insight into what's going on in greyhound racing.
Exciting. Now, we're in the draft here. RSN Central's got our own side, our own team. Corey Homicide Williams is about to join us here. He's the vice captain of our draft team at the moment. So Georgie Ferugia promises us that we'll have the fastest greyhound in that draft and we'll be winning races. Alan, congratulations. Thanks very much for coming in to explain your annual report. We'll catch up more often. I'd love to do that, if that's okay with you. And bad luck with Collingwood this year.
Yeah, thanks, Gareth.
There we go. There's Alan Clayton, the CEO of Greyhound Racing Victoria. Time for a quick break. On the other side of it, let's talk basketball with the number one man in media these days in this country, Corey Homicide Williams. The Wolfman's in town.